Thank you guys very, very much for letting us sing for you today. And this is an awesome looking choir, isn't it? Fill the whole church, man. That's some good stuff right there. You know, time doesn't permit today to tell all the stories of all the guys that are standing behind me here today. Neither does it permit to tell my story. I'm from Tallahassee also. God has delivered me from, I should be dead sitting here. Guys, how many of y'all can relate to that? Should be dead standing up here today. Time doesn't permit to tell about there's one guy here today, used to shoot methamphetamine into his neck. His two little baby girls came in one day and caught him doing that. We got somebody in here in the program today, used to be a correctional officer in our state prison system, had to come to Teen Challenge. You know what? Addiction knows no boundaries. It is not a discriminator of persons. It'll affect everybody from Park Avenue to the park bench. And standing here behind me are men that have been touched by addiction, been touched by the power of sin. But guess what? We know somebody today who is more powerful than that. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And he's in the process of delivering us, isn't he, guys? He's here today. He's here today. Amen. We want to say thank you guys very much for all your support of Teen Challenge. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We would not be able to exist today without the kindness of folks like you guys that actually give the Teen Challenge and to support our ministry. It costs approximately $50 per day for a guy, maybe a little bit less now, maybe about $40 per day for a guy to go through Teen Challenge, to house him, to feed him. There's a lot of training. There's Christian education. There's classes we teach there. There's counseling that goes on. And that just doesn't happen for free. But we thank you guys for what you do for Teen Challenge. You know, I was coming in today. We were coming in. I saw the sign and it captured it perfectly. It captured it perfectly. I know for you guys, for me, for the guys that are standing behind me here today, for all of us, it says, God knows the way when we don't. And I don't know how many of you guys today are going through something in your life where it's like, God, what's going on? I can't make sense of this. Help me, God. And you know what? There's a lot of us that are up here today, including myself. We have done things in our lives that have caused our situation. I was just divorced about 3 or 4 months ago because of all the rotten, evil stuff that I did to my wife, and I deserve that. But you know what? There's a lot of times that we don't do things in our lives. We don't deserve things that happen in our lives. The storms of life come our way. But you know what? We just want you to know today that God is intimately, intimately concerned with everything that you're going through today. No matter what it is that you're going through, the Word of God says that Jesus, even when a sparrow falls from the tree, you know how many millions of sparrows there are in the world? When a sparrow falls from the tree, it doesn't happen without him knowing it. He knows the numbers of hair on your head. That's just not fairy tale. He knows. He's intimately acquainted with what you're going through today. And he loves you. He wants to meet you. Jesus says, while you're in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. The same Jesus that has delivered us from drugs and from alcohol and from everything going on in our lives, that's the same God that's here today in this congregation, that's here in your life today, that wants to reach out to you today. The Bible says if you'll draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. All he wants you to do is just to call out, just whisper the name of Jesus. And he's right there. He's right there for you. Again, we just want to say thank you guys. It's a privilege, it's an honor for us to be here with you guys today. And God bless you. I can turn us back over to the pastor.